Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Alex Richinow. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. First of all, is William Ballard there?
This is William.
Okay, thank you. Give me just one moment. It's just a question. I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay. The next question. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Thank you. Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you so much. What is your age?
56.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Okay.
White male.
Okay, thank you. The next question. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, we'll just have to see who wins the presidential election. I don't really have an answer for that right now. I mean, I've enjoyed Biden yet.
Okay, so
We just got to see if Kamala wins, great. If Trump wins, then we'll be in trouble.
Okay, so then let's move forward to the next question. No, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 15 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. You have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. So the first person is J.D. Vance.
Is what?
J.D. Vance.
And I have an opinion, but a lower score is what?
Okay. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold, and 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. So the person is J.D. Vance. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like him at all, so what I say is 0.
Okay, 0. The next is Democrats Congress.
The Democrat in Congress?
Yes.
Yeah. I'll go like a 60.
60. Thank you. Lori Chavez, the Remer.
Pass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm passing. I don't have an opinion either way.
Okay, no opinion, thank you. Republicans in Congress.
0.
0. Janelle Bynum. Bynum, sorry.
Yeah. A pass, no opinion.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
80.
80. Okay. MAGA Republicans.
0.
Okay. Trump's Project 2025.
Zero.
Donald Trump.
Yeah, zero.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Joe, I'd probably give like a 65, 70.
65. Okay. Let's move to the next one. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Definitely Democrat.
Democrat. Thank you. Next one. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Repeat the question.
Yeah, don't worry. I know this is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, will you vote for independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, thank you. Next one. Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the president election? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, someone else? Don't know.
Kamala.
Okay, Kamala, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Remer or Democrat Ganel Bynum?
We live in Hawaii now, so I won't be voting in Oregon.
Okay, so undecided, other, or you don't know?
I live in Hawaii. So I won't be voting in Oregon.
Okay, don't worry. The next one. Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
Well, again, I don't live in Oregon, so I'm not going to be supporting it. We just moved to Hawaii.
Okay, next question. Let me check. Even though you're not supporting Lori Chavez de Remer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez de Remer? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all, you might support her. Yeah, I understand completely. I need to read every question.
Because I live in Hawaii. I think we're done. I need to get back to work. But good luck with your survey.
Your opinion is very important for us as we can hear directly from the people what problems are affecting our communities. Allow me just a few minutes of your time and we will be done, okay?
Okay, just ask me questions that pertain. I don't ask me questions that pertain to Oregon, please.
Okay, let's move forward to the next question. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
And do you approve or disapprove the way Lori Chavez de Remer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Say that again?
Yeah. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Remer is handling her job as your member?
Again, that's an Oregon question. Don't ask me those questions.
Okay.
I can't answer to those.
Okay, I understand. Let's move forward to the next one. No, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about what the candidates are doing for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Lori Chavez Derramer. Please tell me how much each one of
Listen, I'm really sorry you keep asking me those questions. I'm in the middle of work, so I'm glad to help you, but you keep asking me questions about Oregon, so I really got to go. Good luck with everything. Thank you.
Oh, God.